Ladies and gentlemen, Life with a Liar. The old family album is a treasured possession in almost every home. For beneath its faded and tattered covers, a family can look with sentiment on bygone days. The Lyon family is no exception. They often gaze with pride and affection on their tattered old dog-eared relic, but then they love Ben. As for their family album, well, Ben's taken every photograph in that book, so let's drop in and hear why he's so keen on photography.
Photography's a wonderful hobby. I gave Richard a camera last week because I wanted him to realize that simply by clicking the shutter, he could capture the timeless glory of a sunset, the delicate grace of a daffodil, or the magnificent outline of my profile. But now I could kick myself because ever since I gave it to him, he's done nothing but photograph us all from morning until night. Thank goodness he's not around now.
Hold on, position, Pop! Oh. Now smile!
Now look, son.
Don't move. Oh, that's a swell pose. Keep pointing your finger at me. That's it. Okay, you can relax now.
Is it all right if I breathe?
Oh, sure.
Richard, don't you think you've taken enough pictures for one day?
I haven't even started. Just wait there while I get another roll of film.
Boy, he sure is snap happy. Ben, you simply must talk to him.
Talk to him? Every time I open my mouth, he takes a picture of me.
Good morning, family.
Oh, hello.
Hello, darling. Oh, Mother, I'm getting Russell's lunch ready. Could I borrow a little flower?
Well, of course, dear. Would a violet be small enough?
Oh, Mother, I'm talking about self-raising flower.
Hi, Barbara. Well, my camera's all loaded and ready for action.
I suppose you think you're going to take a picture of me.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not taking any horror pictures today.
Oh!
Now, stop being so fresh, young man.
Where's that picture you took of your sister yesterday?
I haven't developed it yet.
Why not?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm afraid to be alone with it in the darkroom.
Are you insinuating there's something wrong with my face?
The answer's in the negative.
Well, that's better. Huh?
Hold that, Barbara. Got it.
Oh, Richard.
Now you, Robin.
Oh, sorry, I've got to get some flour for Barbara.
Hey, Mrs. Lyon, would you like roast beef and Yorkshire pudding for lunch today?
Oh, that'll be fine, Aggie. I'll come out and help you.
Oh, stay where you are, Ma. I want to get some action pictures of you and Aggie talking.
Oh, all right, dear.
Now, go ahead, Aggie. Just talk about dinner like you did, only with a big smile. You know, show your teeth.
Very well. Mrs. Lyon! How did you like roast beef and Yorkshire pudding?
Barbara.
Oh, thanks, dear.
Richard, why don't you photograph some of the furniture for a change?
But furniture isn't interesting.
Oh, it is if you photograph the right things. For example, Daddy has a beautiful Chippendale chair in his den.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea, Rich. Take a photo of Daddy's seat.
But, gee, I'd never get it all in the picture.
Richard, they're talking about the chair.
But, Ma, furniture hasn't got any personality.
Say, that gives me an idea. Richard, the Marble Arch Clarion is holding a contest for the picture of a baby with the most personality.
Who wants to take pictures of babies?
The first prize is £20.
I want to take pictures of babies.
Oh, help you, Richard. We might win the first prize.
Ma, do you know any babies with personality?
Well, if you want to see something with real personality, you should see the picture I've got of your father in a nappy. Of course, he was only 6 months old.
You mean Daddy used to be a baby?
Well, what did you think I was, an egg?
I didn't know you had a picture of Pop when he was a baby.
Oh, yes, his mother gave it to me years ago. I always keep it in my dressing table drawer.
What does he look like, Mother?
Oh, he's so chubby, he even has a dimple on his tummy.
Baby, that's not a dimple.
Mr. Lyon was a cute baby. Oh, yes. And his mother said he was very advanced for his age. In fact, his father thought of him more as a brother than a son.
My mother told you that?
Yes. She said when you were born, your father took one look at you and said, "Oh, brother."
Suppose we forget me and help Richard with that contest.
Do you really think I stand a chance to win?
Of course. All you have to do is find some pretty babies to photograph.
Well, gosh, how do I start?
Well, that's easy. This neighborhood's full of them.
All right. Come on, Robin.
Well, thank heavens for that. Now we can get a little peace around this house.
Come on, Robin. Pick up your feet.
What for? We aren't getting anywhere.
Look, my silly little brother. Just because we've been to 20 houses and no one would let us photograph their babies is no reason to get downhearted.
Well, maybe not. But they could have been a little more friendly. I still don't know why Mrs. Perkins set the dog on me. I even told her her baby had a very pretty expression.
Yes. How are you to know you were holding it upside down?
I was?
But so what? I wonder where we should go now.
Well, enough people have told us.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I'm still going to look around until I can find a pretty baby.
I don't know why we just can't go out and photograph the Wimple baby.
Because Ma said we weren't to bother Mrs. Wimple. She's too busy.
Hey, Rich, look outside number 43.
What do you know? A baby in a pram.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on.
Hey, that's a cute-looking baby if I ever saw one.
He sure is. Hello, baby.
Hello.
Say, he's pretty sharp. Hello, baby. Would you like me to take your picture? Oh, gosh. Oh, I must get that one. Now hold it, baby. Now look straight at your Uncle Richard. Oh, fine. Robin, make him laugh again. Tickle him under the chin.
Okay. Coochie, coochie, baby.
Ooh. This is going to make a great picture. Now, hold it, baby. Got it.
Nice, baby. Play with your little rattle.
Hold it. Watch the dicky bird. Boy, that was terrific. Now, I'll just take one more for luck. Now, come on, you sweet little baby. Mm. Uncle Itchy is going to tickle you. Mm. A little chin. Oh. Hey, itchy, itchy. I was only kidding, baby.
Oh, look out. There's a woman coming this way, and she looks pretty mad. Oh, come on, baby. Laugh.
What are you ruffians doing with my precious little Harold?
Oh, my brother was just trying to make him laugh so I could take his picture.
Get away from here this minute, and don't you ever lay a finger on my child again.
Well, you've got us all wrong. We wouldn't think of harming your baby, miss.
How dare you? I'm not a miss.
Beg your pardon, sir.
Get off my doorstep.
We're awfully sorry.
Never mind about being sorry. Just get your dirty boots off my stepchild.
Oh, we didn't know he was your stepchild.
Go away. There. How's my sweet, precious, beautiful baby?
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh. Robin, come on.
Okay.
And if you ever come back again, I'll send for the police.
Hurry up, Robin. She's pretty mad.
Well, cheer up, Rich. At least we've got two wonderful pictures.
Yes, but we'll never win the contest with them.
Why not?
Because the camera's stuck, and they're both on the same film.
Oh, brother. Now we are in trouble.
Mrs. Norton, I can't tell you how sorry I am about the whole thing.
Ben, who's on the telephone?
Oh, honey, be quiet. What's that? Of course. My boys have no right to frighten your baby. No, of course not. I'll see to it that it never happens again. Goodbye. B.B., that's the 10th angry mother who's called up to complain about the boys.
Oh, no. Who else rang up?
Well, the first one was Mrs. Chris. She also said the boys had upset the Higgins baby.
Oh, then you better ring up the mother and apologize.
I tried to, but I couldn't get through. She's engaged.
Now, Ben, don't try to start a scandal. I happen to know she's married.
Honey, forget it.
Boys, don't tell me you've come back without a single picture.
Yes, and what a job. The Phillips baby was the only one that would smile for us.
Well, not that it matters. The rest of them didn't have any teeth.
After what you've done, it's a wonder you have any teeth.
Why? What's wrong?
Every mother in the neighborhood has been complaining about you two.
Well, you better be more careful next time.
There isn't going to be a next time. From now on, you boys are going to stay away from every mother in the neighborhood.
Yes. If you must bother our next-door neighbors, go out of town to do it.
But
haven't got a picture yet.
That's just too bad. That goes for you too, Robin.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm not going out anymore. I've never seen such ugly babies in my life.
You should have seen your sister.
What?
You were simply beautiful.
Well, she sure has changed.
You be quiet. Go on, Mother.
Well, you were a very bright child, too. You had my brain.
Well, I knew somebody had them.
Mommy, when Barbara was a baby, was she as hard to handle as she is now?
Well, yes, she used to cry a lot until her father sang to her. Then she didn't cry anymore.
I'll bet that made the neighbors happy.
No, they said they'd rather hear her cry.
Stop making things up.
Was she always hard to get up in the morning?
Oh, was I, Mother?
Oh, no, dear. I used to wait until your father finished his bath. Then I'd take you in and give you yours. Oh, I can still hear those cute little words. Tummy, tummy, wet, wet.
I used to say that.
No, your father did. Then after I'd bathe you, I'd sit you on a big bath towel with nothing on.
How disgusting.
Ignore him, dear. You were adorable. You used to sit there and coo and gurgle. Oh, you were the sweetest little angel.
Oh, Mother, please. You're embarrassing me.
Then you used to pat me on the cheek with your little hand. It gave me such a thrill.
Oh, if it would give you any pleasure, I'd gladly pat you on the cheek again.
Isn't that awful?
Now, Richard, you shouldn't talk like that. I remember when I used to give you a bath.
You do?
Yes, you do. You'd sit on a big towel and scream the place down. You were the noisiest little brat.
Oh, Pop, please, you're embarrassing me.
Then you used to beat me over the head with a soap dish. It gave me such a thrill.
If it would give you any pleasure, I'd gladly beat you over the head with a soap dish again.
Now stop it, both of you.
Seriously, Barbara, you really were a beautiful baby.
Yes, and what a personality.
I'll bet.
Oh, yes, I can prove it, darling. I've got a picture of her in the attic. Remember, Ben? You took it right after she had her bath.
Oh, Mother, please don't show that picture to anyone.
Nonsense. You had the cutest smile on your face.
Come on, Robin. We've got work to do.
We have?
Now, don't you dare pester the neighbors anymore.
Now, don't worry, Ma. What I have in mind isn't going to bother anyone. I hope.
Daddy, where's Richard? Where is he?
Why, what's he done now?
He sent that horrible baby picture of me to the Marble Arch Clarion.
Whoa, what are you getting so upset about? You'll probably win the contest.
Daddy, how can you joke about a thing like this? I didn't have a stitch of clothes on.
Oh, but darling, you're only 12 weeks old.
I don't care. I'm going to be the laughingstock of the whole neighborhood.
Now, simmer down. No one will ever know it's a snapshot of you.
Oh, yes, they will. Robin says they're putting my name on the bottom.
Oh, what an odd place to put it.
Daddy, Daddy, please tell Richard he'll have to get it back from the paper.
Oh, I think Robin's been pulling your leg. Anyway, we'll soon find out. Oh, Richard.
Did you call me, Daddy?
Is your name Richard Stupid?
No, I'm Richard Stupid.
Well, no one will ever deny that. Now, I think Barbara has something to ask you boys.
What is it, sister dear?
Don't you sister dear me, you little wretch. What mean, horrible boy thought so little of his sister that he sent a dreadful photograph of her to a newspaper just so he could win a miserable 20 pounds?
Now, Robin, who do we know that would do a mean thing like that?
Richard.
That's the boy.
I knew I'd have you to thank for this.
Well, don't thank me yet. The contest isn't over until tomorrow.
If you don't get that picture back, you won't live until tomorrow.
Barbara, I don't know why you're acting so tragic about the whole thing.
Well, neither do I. It was a snap of you on a bearskin rug, and it looked very pretty.
Oh, yeah, and Barbara looked pretty, too.
Oh, never mind, darling.
Why, Miss Barbara, whatever's the matter?
My horrible brothers have made a fool of me.
Well, you don't have to give us all the credit.
Richard, get your sister's picture back from the paper immediately.
All right, Pop.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Come on, Robin. We've got to go to the Clarion.
Okay. getting cold. Why don't we stop walking around and go home?
Because I can think better when I walk.
But what's the use of thinking? We've got Barbara's picture back. What else can we do?
Find some way of getting another baby picture by tonight.
Well, maybe the milkman can help us. He's very interested in photography.
Well, how do you know?
I heard Aggie tell him that you turned the larder into a darkroom. And he said, let's go inside and see what develops.
Robin, I wish you'd stop reading Pop's old joke books. Hey, look! Here comes Lily with Mrs. Phillips' baby.
I know what you're thinking, but you better not try. Remember, Daddy said we're not to pester any more mothers.
But Lily's not a mother. She's a nanny.
See, you're right. Hello, Lily.
Hello, boy.
Out for a walk, Lily.
No, I'm riding on top of a double-decker bus.
Gee, you sure sound browned off.
I am. I wanted to go to Paddington Station to meet my boyfriend, but Mrs. Phillips went to her bridge club, so I have to take care of the baby. Don't I, precious? No, Harold, we know it's not your fault.
You mean you understood what he said?
Well, of course.
What did he say then?
That's a matter between me and the baby. Now, where did I put that clean nappy? Oh, I'm sorry, Ducks. I misunderstood you. He wants a biscuit.
You know, he's the prettiest baby in the neighborhood. We're good friends, aren't we, little fellow? Say, Harold, you're pretty smart.
Well, bless his little heart.
What did he say?
He wants to play with your ears. He thinks you're a cocker spaniel.
Well, tell him I'm not.
Man. Oh, did you hear that voice? Every time Harold says man, that means I have to give him some money.
Man.
Here you are, precious. Here's a bright new half crown.
Man.
Richard, control yourself. That half crown is for the baby.
Yes, but I only pretend to give it to him. Well, I better get on with Harold's walk. But I do wish I could have met my boyfriend at the station.
Well, we can do you a favor. We'll take him home and look after him for you.
Oh, yeah. My mother knows all about babies, and you could call for him at our house.
Oh, that's a smashing idea. I'll leave a note for Mrs. Phillips explaining what's happened.
Okay, but don't mention our names. You see, we're pretty bashful when we do something nice.
Oh, I see what you mean, Dux. You want your good deed to be surreptitious and clandestine.
Oh, no. We want it to be a secret.
Oh, righty-o. Ta-ta, boys. And be sure to mind the baby.
We will.
Robin, it's starting to rain.
That's right, Harold. I'll put up the pram hood.
Good for you, Robin. Now he can't possibly get wet.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Little baby on the sofa.
It's Mrs. Phillips.
Now, don't be silly. Mrs. Phillips is a grown woman.
We mean this is her baby. We sort of borrowed it for a little while.
Doesn't she mind?
Well, no, Ma. She doesn't mind.
Oh. Of course not. She doesn't know.
I wish Harold would hurry and wake up. I want to take his picture.
Well, don't you dare wake that little thing up.
Well, Richard, have you seen my... Oh, hey, Phoebe, where did that baby come from?
Now, Ben, don't pretend to be so innocent.
I mean, who does it belong to?
Mrs. Phillips.
I thought I told you to stop pestering the neighbors.
Oh, we didn't. We were begged to look after him.
That's right, Daddy.
Well, if I find out you took this baby without Mrs. Phillips' permission, you're going to be punished.
If you find out, we deserve to be punished.
I guess that. It's probably the baby's nanny.
Well, I hope not. I haven't taken his picture yet.
Well, hello, Mr. Wimple. Come right in.
Ah. Hello.
Well, Wimpy, old pal, how are you?
Oh, I can't grumble, Mr. Hill.
What was that?
That was my little Mary.
Well, you should take something for it.
No, I mean, little Mary, our baby.
Oh, so that's what the bulge is under your overcoat.
That's right. There now. Isn't she a pretty little baby?
Oh, she's adorable.
Well, I heard you boys were looking for a baby with personality, so here she is.
Oh, that's darn nice of you. I hope Wilhelmina doesn't mind.
Oh, I didn't bother to ask her.
Oh, but won't she be worried when she finds the baby's missing?
She'll never notice it. Not as long as I get it back before the roll call. Right. I see you've got another baby here.
Yes, I told the boys they weren't to bother your wife, so they borrowed Mrs. Phillips' baby.
Richard, why don't you take some pictures of the two babies together?
That's a great idea. Mr. Wimple, would you mind putting Mary on the sofa next to Harold?
Not at all.
Mary, I'm going to sit you here next to this nice little boysy-boysy. Ooh.
Well, Harold, what do you say when a pretty little baby girl sits next to you?
Hey, it looks like they've struck up a real romance. Come on, Wimple, I'll give you a drink.
No, Mr. L.
Oh, don't they look simply adorable sitting next to each other?
Yeah, with their long white shawls and bonnets. It's kind of hard to tell them apart.
Now,
Miss Sidney. Oh, Mr. Wimple, your wife's just been in the phone.
Oh, I wonder how the old bat knew I was here.
She says you both promised to take baby Mary to see her grandpa at Wimbledon, and you have to meet her at the bus stop right away.
Blimey, that's right. I'd forgotten all about it. Sorry, boys.
That's all right. Here's your baby.
Well, say ta-ta, Mary.
Ta-ta, Mary.
Toodaloo.
Goodbye, Wendy.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Now, don't cry, Harold. You'll see Mary again.
Hey, stop crying, or I can't take your picture.
Mother, something dreadful's happened.
What is it, dear?
Mrs. Phillips' baby's been kidnapped.
Huh?
What?
Yes. When she got home, she found a note from Lily saying that two boys had taken the baby and that she'd gone to the station.
But Barbara...
No punishment. Too bad for those boys.
Don't worry. They're going to get it.
Oh, but, Daddy, there's been a mistake. We can explain.
Where did that baby come from?
Honestly, someone should have a talk with you and your father.
Barbara, that's the Phillips baby.
What?
All right, boys, I'm waiting for that explanation.
But we didn't nap that kid. Honest, Daddy.
Okay, you'll talk when the police get here.
What police? No one said that. Oh, yes, they certainly will.
That's probably the police now.
Oh. Pop, don't let them take us.
Be brave, my son. 10 years will soon pass.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't tease them. It's Lily. I saw her coming up the garden path.
Yes, so did I.
Oh, Mr. Nine, I'm ever so sorry about the mix-up. It was all my fault. Come on, Harold, dear. You're going home to Mummy, you poor little thing.
Poor little thing. Poor little thing.
Oh, well, you boys are certainly lucky that Lily got here first.
Lucky? Well, that's a laugh. We aren't even in the contest now.
Oh, come upstairs a minute, Robin. Suddenly, I have an idea.
I gave that picture to the Marble Arch Clarion.
Good boy.
Come on, Rich. Aggie says she wants us to take all the developing stuff out of the larder.
Okay, I guess we'll have to put it in the fridge.
I'll get it. Oh, hello, Mrs. Phillips.
Don't you hello me. Where's my baby?
Well, what's that in your arm?
How dare you? This thing happens to be Mr. Wimple's baby.
What?
Oh, Mr. L.
I've never had such a shock in all my life. I can't imagine how Lily could have mistaken my lovely child for this ugly little girl.
Oh, is that so? Well, if you want to see something really ugly, take a look at your baby's puss.
Oh, so you brought him back, have you? Well, take your monstrosity and give me my own beautiful baby.
You call him beautiful? I've seen better faces on door knockers.
Now, wait a minute. Why don't you both calm down and forget about this simple little mistake?
Simple, my foot. This would never have happened if you'd had more control over your silly boys.
Here, here.
Dan, what's all the commotion?
I'll tell you what it is. Your husband's a bounder.
A bounder? Who, me?
Yes, you.
Who, him?
Yes, him.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Now, honey, stay out of this. Look, Mrs. Phillips. You've got your son back. Now, why don't you go home and forget the whole thing?
How can I forget it? You don't know the fright I got when I looked at this man's child and saw that revolting pudding face.
She's a sweet little girl, and she looks exactly like her mother.
Mr. L, how dare you insult my child?
I didn't insult her.
Yes, you did. You spoke rudely about this darling, precious little baby whose beautiful voice is music to my ears.
Da-da.
Shut up!
Now, what do you you say we stop all this quarreling? All that matters is Mrs. Phillips has her daughter and Mr. Wimple has his son.
What?
Oh, Bebe, please, you're getting things mixed up again.
Well, what can you expect from a woman who can't tell one baby from another? She's a nincompoop.
Who's a nincompoop?
You're a nincompoop.
She's a nincompoop?
Yes, she's a nincompoop.
Who's a nincompoop?
I'm a nincompoop.
Stop it, will you? Do you all realize we're quarreling over nothing?
Oh, so my child's nothing. It's obvious that none of you know the meaning of parental affection.
Oh, don't talk daft. I've been raising kids since I was 20.
Ah, well, with all your experience, I could teach you plenty about the care of kids.
Huh? What do you know about it?
Mr. Whipple, you forget you're talking to a woman who's been visited by the stork.
And may I say, you're talking to a man who's got him for a lodger.
Now, look, if you two want to argue, do it outside.
All right, don't worry. I'm going on. Come on, little darling. Daddy will take you away from these horrid people.
Horrid people?
Shut up!
Come along, Harold. I'm taking you out of this madhouse. Goodbye.
Well, of all the nerve, blaming this whole thing on us.
Yes, and all the time the real culprit wasn't even in the room.
Hey, Pop, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. Thanks to your bungling, my best friend is now my worst enemy.
Gee, Ma, what did I do?
Ben, will you kindly tell my son that if he wishes to speak to me, he can leave a note on the mantelpiece?
I can't tell him because I'm no longer talking to him.
My collection. The Clarion just telephoned to say that the snapshot your brother delivered won first prize.
Oh, oh boy, £20.
I thought you didn't have a picture.
So did I. Whose picture is it, Richard?
Aggie, isn't it too bad my parents aren't speaking to me, or I could tell them. Well, I guess they'll have to wait for the morning paper.
Good morning, family. Oh, haven't you finished breakfast yet?
Oh, we're just starting. What are you doing here so early?
Oh, we don't take the Marble Arch Clarion. And I want to see that winning baby picture.
Richard, you brought the Clarion in. Where is it?
Well, I...
If you send that picture of me again, you're going to get it.
Oh, honey, where's your sense of humor? Be a sport.
Here's the Clarion, Mrs. Lyon, and I don't see anything to laugh at. Let's
you.
See. Wait a minute.
Oh, just look at those pretty long camels and that little lace dress. I've never seen such a sweet little girl.
Aggie, that isn't a girl. It's my husband.
What?
Well, look what it says under the picture.
Ben Lyon at 6 months old. Richard, what have you done to me?
Don't worry, Pop. You look like a happy pappy and a snappy nappy.
Oh, no.
That was Life with the Lion, with Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, Richard Bellairs, Alban Brooks, and Harry Morris. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambury, and Bebe Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.